Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Today is Veterans Day, so happy Veterans Day to those men and women who have served this country and to their families that have been there to support them while they were serving. Veterans are the ones who have paid it forward. We'll get back to what we might do to pay veterans back, but first, let's look at a couple of definitions. First, what is a welfare state? It's regarded as a system whereby the government undertakes efforts to provide for those who are in financial or social need. It's usually done by grants, pensions, and other benefits. Second, what's a socialist state? It's regarded as a system that advocates that the means of production, distribution, and exchange should be owned or regulated by the community as a whole. It allows for the allocation of wealth to be based on the redistribution and regulation of work and compensation, and includes shades of a welfare state. Why these definitions when we're talking about today being Veterans Day? Because there's some things we need to do for veterans that we're not doing right now, and those things should not be construed as any form of welfareism or socialism. As was previously stated, veterans have paid it forward. They put on the uniform and served this country. Their families have been an important part of this equation as they kept the home fires burning. In many cases, veterans have not only put on the uniform, but they've served in theaters of combat. Some of these veterans suffered physical or mental wounds, some more severe than others. For those who did not return, families have got to find ways to carry on. We owe it to veterans and their families to repay them for what they contributed to this country. What are those things that we should be focusing on? First, all veterans should be able to receive fully adequate health care for life. If there's no VA near where they live, their doctors should be able to bill the government for their full health care. No veteran should be shortchanged when it comes to health care. If they're in need of one form of treatment or another, it should be provided in full. Second, all veterans who served in combat should be able to receive home down payments all gratis. This should include interest-free mortgages. Third, a free college education should be made available to all veterans. Now, some people might say that all of this is some form of welfare and may actually be socialist in nature. Some might even say that in these contemporary times with no military drafts, all of these veterans voluntarily signed up to serve. No one twisted their arms. Some might even say these veterans were paid a salary for their service. But here's the deal. These veterans, men and women, did, in fact, put on a uniform to serve this nation. Some were put in harm's way to protect and defend not only our Constitution, but our very way of life. It's true that they didn't have to volunteer. But the fact is, someone has got to serve and help to protect this country, and they did volunteer. They stepped forward. We should never regard those who serve in uniform as a commodity. They are essential to all of us as we enjoy the freedoms this country has to offer. We enjoy those freedoms without worry about foreign invasions because we know the men and women in uniform are standing guard for all of us. It's not out of line for this nation to express its sense of gratitude for that worry-free existence. One of the ways we can express that gratitude is to thank veterans when we encounter them. Another way to express that gratitude is to pay them back for what they paid forward. It's not welfare. It's showing our appreciation for their sacrifice. All Americans, regardless of political preference, should get behind giving back to veterans those things they well deserve. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free, and happy Veterans Day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.